You, when our Lord has asked, what is the greatest of the commandments? Our Lord does something here which we see more than once in the Gospels. He summarizes. He summarizes the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, into two. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind. What Vatican II in De Verbum will call the obedience of faith. With your whole being, with everything, love God. That's the first three commandments of the Decalogue. Then our Lord says, here you shall, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The second seven of the commandments, which deal with our relationship with each other and with all of creation. And we see that in the first reading from the book of Exodus. Here our Lord is, or God, I should say, through Moses, is giving more commandments to the Lord, to the people. He's showing them, telling them there how they must be charitable to everyone, how they must treat each other. So it's a continuation, an expounding of those second seven commandments, but that's what our Lord is treating of, God is treating of there. Here in the Gospel passage, our Lord is summarizing and calling them, these two, the greatest commandments. Now, know what he says at the end here. Notice, the whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Everything goes from there. Everything that is told to the people by the prophets, everything that is expounded in the law, centers on those Ten Commandments. And those Ten Commandments are what, if we will practice them, if we will obey them, what will lead us to our salvation. Now here, let us look a little bit at the commandments themselves. The first three, starting with the first three, which deal directly with our relationship with God, from which will stem our relationship with each other. See, it all starts there. And the first thing is we have to recognize that God alone is God. And therefore we must put him always first. You see, we must pray. That is how we talk to God. That is how we nurture our relationship with him. And then of course we seek to respect his name, that's the second commandment, and not use it unworthily. Again, in prayer above all. And then thirdly, of course, what God calls keeping holy the Sabbath day, or the Lord's day. That is why that one day a week, God asks us to attend Mass, come to him, to worship him, to pray to him, at least once a week. To show that we do give ourselves back to him. You see, the first three all center on that. How do we make our relationship with God grow? You see, God it is who has created us. God it is who keeps us in existence. Without God, we don't exist, period. We don't exist. We can't. So anything that we do of good, God is doing it through us. It cannot be any other way. Repeat, if God were to cease to think of us for one second, we would cease to exist. You see, he preserves us. What we are, God has given us. We must first and foremost then, and that's what our Lord is telling us here, respect him. We must pray to him. We must grow in our love for God. There it starts. Everything. Everything. And if we don't have that, we will have nothing else. And then we ask, why is there so much evil in the world? Why are we so filled with it? Why is there no harmony? You see, why is there all this upheaval? Why is that? Because the people are not turning to God. They are not loving God. In fact, they're not even paying attention to Him. They're caught up in themselves. It becomes greed, avarice, etc. They are looking to please themselves, lust, all of it. And then they're sinning. There's no other way around it. They are turning away from God. And God, very patient with us, is leaving us on our own then. You see? It's not because God wills all of this. God isn't causing it. God is there. But He's waiting for us to exercise our free will, which is a great gift that He has given to us, so that we can love Him in return. And He's waiting for us to do just that, love Him in return. Now you see why that is the greatest of the commandments, to love God with everything we are. And then out of that love comes the second seven commandments, you see. Once we have that love of God, once we are filled with it, then we are going to want to share it. We couldn't want it any other way. We want to share it. We want people to know and love God as we do. Therefore, then we reach out to all of them out there. We reach out to everyone. And that is what the second group of commandments, the second seven of them, deal with. How do we reach out to them? There it is. What to avoid and how to live properly so that we can properly reach out to them with that love, God's love. It means generosity. It's going to mean sacrifice. How else can we do it? But yet that is exactly what every one of us is called to do. All of this together is a summation of our call to holiness. And every single one of us is called. Not one exception. Right now we might look out at the world and say, like, all those people in IS and it's all that who are doing all those beheadings and everything else. Wow, are they called to holiness? Yes, they are. Every single human being is called to holiness. Are they responding to that call? No. Sad to say, no, they're not. So what do we do? Well, we need to get down on our knees and pray very, very much that God will bring that light on them and they will respond to it. And then you'll see it will all stop. Are we heeding that message there? Are we doing what we are called upon to do? What Our Lady pleaded with us at Fatima above all, to get down on our knees and pray the Rosary in this, the month of the Rosary, October. Are we praying? Are we sacrificing? Are we showing that we do love God? All of us. The whole world. Are we? Sad to say the majority are not. Evidently not. But that's what we need to do. And it will start there by our own. First of all, acknowledging that we too fall. We are sinners. We must repent. And we must pray very much. Pray the Rosary every day, as Our Lady's asked us. We must pray. We must first grow in our own love for God. We must seek it with everything, with our whole hearts, and then go out and share it. And we will see, if we will all get down on our knees and pray, if we will do what we are bidden to do, it will change the world, and it can do it in an instant. It will change it. Without it, we have no chance. You see, without God, we cannot achieve it, any of it. Without the grace of God, we can't do it. Alone, we have no chance. But with the grace of God, all things are possible. Let us then heed this, what our Lord says. Follow these, as He summarizes them, the two. That love for God, their whole beings, and that love for our neighbor. And let us get down on our knees every day and pray. Pray for the peace and harmony in our world. Pray for the love of God to reach down to all of us, everyone. Pray that together, all of us can achieve our salvation, will respond to our call to holiness and be united with God forever. Praise be Jesus in Mary.